Okay, so I'm Anna Oldenkamp, and I'm here with my grandma,
Lori Hansen.
And I'm interviewing her at her house. And today I am 14 years old, and the date is 11/27/22. Hold on, we need to pause a second.
You can ask.
I'm recording from Granville, Iowa. So, first question is, what is your favorite pet you have ever owned?
We had a pet peacock. Well, we had a peacock. It wasn't really a nicest pet because he was kind of crabby. But anyway, he was our pet, and he had very pretty feathers. And when his feathers would fall off in the fall, we would share them with our friends at school. And I did have a cat of my own. It was a long-haired white cat, and his name was Sam. And he lived a long, happy life.
Okay, question number two. Did you get in trouble a lot as a kid, or which sibling got in the most trouble growing up?
I myself did not get into trouble very often, honestly. My sisters and I had lots of little spats, but that was normal. My brothers, on the other hand, they got into the most trouble. They were naughty.
Okay. Number three, how did Grandpa propose to you?
Well, it wasn't like the proposals nowadays. We had gone shopping and looked at rings a few weeks earlier, so it wasn't a real surprise to me when he asked me. It was nothing fancy like they do today. And normally today, they ask for the parents' permission to marry their daughter. Well, we had been dating for 6 years, so Grandpa and Grandma were probably ready for me to leave. Anyway, yeah. And that's how it went.
Okay, number four. What did you do for fun when you were my age?
As a child, we did not go out very often. We did belong to a church group, and we went roller skating quite often. We never went out to eat. We very seldom went to a movie. We just did our own thing at home most of the time.
All right, number five. What is your favorite job you've ever had?
I never had a job in high school, but I worked at K-Products after I got out of high school, and I sewed those dreaded caps that everybody's wearing. I hated that job. Then after my children were born, I decided I wanted to raise my own kids. So I started doing daycare in my house. I liked that. Did that for 25 years, changed lots of diapers, and snuggled many babies. Then I was asked to work at Landsmere, my favorite job. I love the elderly. They are so smart and has lots of stories to share.
Okay, number six. How did you meet Grandpa?
I met Grandpa through friends, Dave and Faye Klein, Randy and Deb Gergen. We all just hung out in Granville at dances and just driving around. We'd all hang out on Main Street and just visit and just literally just hung out. A lot of things have changed since those days. We used to hang out just on Main Street and just have fun, driving around town all night long. That's all we did.
Okay, what is one thing you miss from high school and why?
I don't miss high school much, but the things I do miss was the close friends that I had. Lori Sharda was and is still my best friend since kindergarten. We still see each other once a month, and we try to get together with husbands once a month and go out to dinner.
Okay, number eight, favorite vacation you have ever been on and why?
One of my favorite vacations as a child was going to the Bighorn Mountains in Wyoming. Mom and Dad took us three girls, and we pulled a camper. And the mountains were so breathtaking, we loved it. But as we were driving down the highway, one of the safety mechanisms on the camper failed, and the camper came partly loose. A man following us saw what had happened. Grandpa was so worked up and scared, he may have said a bad word or two. But the man that assisted us in helping getting the camper back together was actually a preacher. And then all was well. I was about 15 years old. I remember it very well. We swam in the natural hot spring, but to get to that hot spring, we had to walk across this swaying, really, really long bridge. I remember I nearly passed out. It was so scary. The boys got to go with Mom and Dad the next year.
All right, number nine. What were some name options for my mom?
We really didn't have very many. I have always liked the name Tara forever. Even when as a child I was going to have a Tara someday. We did talk about the name Dana, but neither one of us were set on that. Our only disagreement was a spelling of Tara. I wanted T-A-R-A, and Grandpa won that deal.
Okay, number 10. Did you play any sports in high school? If so, what were your favorites?
We didn't have any sports when I was in high school. We did have track, but that wasn't for me. We did have what we called drill team. It's like your dance team now, only we just marched in different formations, and it was kind of boring. But in eighth grade, we had volleyball, softball, and I took baton lessons. That was fun.
Okay. Number 11, do you have a nickname? And if so, what is it and why?
I don't have a so-called nickname. My given name is Lorinda, but my family always called me Lori. When I got to school, it was Lorinda because Lori Sharda and I were in the same class and we were best friends. So it was just easier for the teachers to call her Lori and me Lorinda. No one calls me that anymore, and it's okay.
Okay. Number 12, what was your wedding day like?
Ooh, our wedding day was a perfect day. The temps were pretty nice. It was cool, but got really warm in the evening. We had around 200 people at our wedding. It was a huge wedding dance. Another couple that we didn't know got married the same day, so we had to share the band and the dance floor. Typical back then. We were married in Alton. I was very nervous, mostly because we got married in a big Catholic church. My church was very small, but it was a great day.
Okay, number 13, what is your favorite thing about being a grandma?
There are many things to love about being a grandparent. Luckily, I have six who are very pause.
Okay. Okay, number 13, what is your favorite thing about being a grandma?
There are so many things to love about being a grandparent. Luckily, I have six who are nearby, and I can see them whenever I want. Hearing them, watching them grow and learn from walking to pounding that volleyball and softball. Amazing how quickly, I can't read my own writing, they grow up and still share those I love you and I love their thoughts. I love everything about being a grandparent. I can't read it. As we both know, some things are very stressful, but we pray and we love harder. That's it. Yeah.
Okay, number 14, what is your favorite childhood memory?
I have lots of good memories. We didn't have much extra money growing up. I loved staying overnight at grandparents. One grandparent lived on a farm, so we got up early and we watched Grandpa milk the cows and feed the hogs and all the farm stuff. And then we'd go out in the grove and we'd pick mulberries to put on our cereal in the morning. And then my other grandma, grandparents lived in Hartley, and right across the road from her was a drive-in, so we all got money to go get an ice cream cone every time we went to Grandma's, which we tried to do twice a month, I suppose. That was a huge treat.
Okay. Are you done with that? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, number 15, what is your biggest regret?
My biggest regret is probably not going on to some type of college. When I was young, I wanted to be either a nurse or a hairdresser. And neither one of them have panned out. But working at Lansmere is about as close to being a nurse as I'll ever get. And I love that job.
Okay, last question. How do you want to be remembered?
I just want to be remembered as being a kind little old lady. And love my kids and hope they love me back. And my grandkids. That's okay. It.
Thank you.
Yeah.